Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about an attitude of overcoming everything. The first and most important concept that you need to understand is that your thoughts create your feelings, which create your actions, which give you your end results. You can thank T. Harv Eker for that simple equation. And it's true. We know that if you think a thought, there's going to be a feeling attached to it. So why don't you just go do that right now? Think of any thought at all, and notice what feelings arise. They might be happy feelings, they might be sad feelings, they might be neutral feelings, whatever it is, just let it come up. Now, if the feeling is a feeling of goodness or a feeling that you know that you need to do something to change the situation you're in, you're going to take action. And we know that it is through actions that we get our results. Now, there's a really important question here as to where the thoughts come from. Our thoughts come from the environment in which we grew up and the environment in which we live. So it's the people in your life with whom you communicate, as well as the environment in terms of if you live in an area where you feel safe, or an area where you feel like you need to protect yourself more, like people who live closer to the ghettos where gang members are. You are over time going to create certain thoughts about your environment, and these are going to be brought into your adulthood. And the way that you can help yourself with generating more positive thoughts is to be in the present moment. Being in the present moment helps you stay peaceful and creative, both which are very necessary for, well, creative problem solving. The next thing that's very important is for us to understand balance. We all have different areas of our lives that are important to contend with. We have our personal growth and development. We have our careers, we have our finances, we have our health and fitness, we have our spirituality, we have charity, we have our environment, the one in which we live, and the one in which we work, and you may come up with other ones. Balance is being able to have effective quality time in your priority areas, because we can't put equal time into every area. So you're going to need to figure out your priority areas and put your quality time into them while allowing time to work on the other areas so you are in balance for you and your priorities. Spend time with the people that you really want to be with. We've spoken about this a lot of times in this podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, because it's so freaking important. I had an experience the other day where I had a very sweet person with a heart of gold who wanted to help me save a few bucks by giving me transportation up to LA for some meetings that I attend there. My car gets very low gas mileage, so it gets expensive, though thankfully the gas prices are going lower. My only problem was that the entire time that we were in the car together, both on the way up to the destination and on the way back was that he was complaining about all the drivers on the road who didn't know exactly where they were going, so they were in the wrong lane or they were driving too slowly or whatever. And he also was driving kind of like a maniac. So my feeling on this was that I was with an angry person, and I do my best to pluck all angry people out of my life unless they're paying me to learn how to be happy, fulfilled people. As well as the fact that he was putting my life, his life, and the other occupant of the car's life at risk because he was driving very quickly around other people, and also when taillights ahead were totally showing us that they were slowing down or totally stopped ahead, which made no sense to my mind at all. It made me feel very unsafe. So I will do my best to not hang around this particular person anymore, even though he's a kind-spirited person, means well, but his energy is deficient for my purposes. That's just like one example. You want to be around people who share your values, your interests, your attitudes in life, and who are really working to make a difference in their life and in the lives of those around them. If you can find some very successful people to hang out with, all the better, because you will learn from just being in their energy. Going back to this whole thing about thoughts and feelings, practice being happy right now. Because our thoughts are really a form of habit. So if you're finding yourself being unhappy or frustrated, what I'm going to suggest you to do is to think of those things that make you happy and go create more happy times in your life. We'll go into that a bit more later on in this podcast. Have an attitude of no excuses, doing whatever it takes to succeed. And what I mean by succeed is succeeding in whatever area of life is important to you. If it means parenting, being a really excellent friend, creating financial freedom, it is whatever it is for you. Think of three intentions for yourself every day and make sure that you make those three things happen every day. This is going to move you forward in your life in ways you could never imagine. So this is a basic overview of how you can put these ideas to work for you. Choose an area of your life that you want to improve. Then ask yourself, why do you want this? Then ask yourself why what you want is important to you. And then why are you not doing this now? Especially if it's that important to you. Create a strategy, which is a plan of how you're going to get this thing done, to get what you want. Then you're going to take a first action. You're going to keep it simple in order to get it done. Think less, do more, because the power of momentum is what is so very important here. Set yourself up for easy wins, to make it easy to get success. Within 24 hours of now. If you can take another step, great, go for it. Make a commitment, because that means that you're devoting yourself unreservedly. Thinking you're going to do something is one level of energy. Writing something down is another level. Declaring you will do something is a whole higher level of energy. Committing to taking a certain action to yourself or others is one of the highest forms of energy you can give to anything. So focus on that. Commit with a formal declaration. So for me, my declaration for today is, I, Suzanne Kellner Zink, commit to getting my XLS sheet done and getting my 5 invites out to my people on my list, no matter what, before this time tomorrow. Next, reward. Something immediate for the short-term gratification, which will create positive reinforcement. As humans, we need short-term rewards. My reward for completing my first actions would be to take another trip out to Rancho Palos Verdes and have a cup of tea or maybe a nice meal up there overlooking the ocean. It's where I go to write and to explore my ideas and to be grateful and all those other things that are important for success and to have a happy, healthy mindset. For me, anyway. And then we need accountability. It's an accelerator. Explain what you've done to your accountability partner, being responsible for your actions or results. I have accountability to two people actually in my life. One is for my new business that I'm doing with my mentor, and I have another to my web guy Sam for Dawning Visions work because, well, I need to get my stuff out timely, which I actually didn't do for this particular podcast, for him to be able to put the podcast together so they sound as great as they do. He gets credit for all of that. Because notice, when you're accountable to someone else, they are adding their energy and their resources to the direction you want to go. So my mentor in my new business is keeping me on my program there as he's teaching me more skill sets every time I get back to him with what I've done. And with Sam's technological knowledge, we get more content out to you. Notice that when you have mentors and you have tech people who are as accountability partners or any other kind of accountability partners that you find out there in the world, maybe you have some trainers or maybe you have some mastermind people, they all are outside of your stories, your excuses, and your reasons. These people can help you see what you can't. Human nature is that we will do for others that are watching us more than we will do for ourselves. Because we all have this desire for approval built into us and avoid disapproval or disappointing others, having accountability partners is a very excellent way to go. Go ahead and put these ideas into action. These ideas came from T. Harv Eckert, who has created many millionaires, those who actually put his ideas into action. So they have been proven to work. I'm going to add one more thing to the list. Knowing that I'm a hypnotist, obviously the unconscious mind is something that is very near and dear to my heart, i.e., how to best use it. We know, through research, that we can create all kinds of things in our reality based on what we envision for ourselves. So I'm going to ask you to figure out that thing that you really want and why you want it. Envision it. You can do this in a slight meditative or hypnotic state, or you can just go through your day keeping that in front of you. And by all means, if you're able to experience it in the physical world, go ahead and do it. So if you're envisioning, like I am, moving to a place high on the cliffs above the Pacific Ocean, I go there regularly to experience it. I think about it constantly and I write about it all the time. I know from doing this sort of exercise in the past, I've been able to create really cool living environments for myself all over the place. In fact, one of the successes I had was for, I don't know, maybe a year or 2 years, I had a photograph of Laguna Beach right in front of me. And all it was the water and the beach landscape there. I wasn't even in it. And it was taped to my lamp in front of me. And a year and a half later, I found myself living a block and a half off the Mediterranean Ocean for 2 months. This is how this stuff works. We have neuroplasticity, which means that we can allow our neurons to recreate themselves in a way that they will fire to help us to create whatever we want in our lives. Now I got rid of a brain tumor, imagining it going away, for example. So envision that which you really desire, do it regularly, and put all the rest of these steps into place, and you will find yourself overcoming everything. However, the most important part of all of this is having an attitude of being able to overcome everything. And that means being positive, being around positive people, and taking the actions necessary to make it happen for yourself. I'm going to invite you to go to dawningvisions.com, opt in to our email list so you can receive notice as to when more podcasts and web blogs are coming out. Do note that the podcasts are more directed toward claiming your excellent life, and the web blogs are more about the pathologies and helping people learn how to overcome mental, emotional, and sometimes physical stressors in their life. And when you do that, you'll also get my free book, Wake Up Doctors, 10 Ways to Regain Your Patients, Respect, and Trust. And that book will teach you many ways that I've learned through working with my clients over the years, how to go about healing many areas of your life, and mostly being able to talk to your doctor in a way so they can listen to you. And if not, fire them and find someone who will. Thank you for taking your time to listen to this podcast. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.